Blockbuster, Panthers, Storm. It'll be live on Triple M. But for the rest of the news of the round, Sunday Telegraph chief sports writer David Riccio joins us every Thursday, and the doctor is here. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Pogey. Morning, Jess. Morning, MG.
Good morning, brother. Good to hear your voice. It's been quite a week for the Raiders. A bit of a quiet week, some would say. But let's put aside the drama, the obvious drama of the Ricky Stewart saga. Joe Tarpany. I think he's one of the premier front rowers in the game at the moment. What's the latest on his future, doctor?
MG, do you reckon he's in Dally M prop of the year contention?
Without a doubt, mate.
Absolutely. And guys, look, I can tell you an update here because Raiders fans will be getting nervous. He is off contract at the end of 2023, Joey Tarpany. So clubs can start talking to him from November 1. However, the Raiders are about to ramp this right up, guys. I understand his management, Joey Tarpany's management, will come a fly to Canberra next week. So high-level talks in relation to a contract extension for Tarpany to stay at the Raiders. I'm expecting around a four-year deal here, guys, and it would be significant because we know, as MG just said, how influential he has been this year for them. Unfortunately, he's out this Sunday, guys, against Saints with a rib injury. That's a blow, given that Canberra need to keep their finals hopes alive.
I'm thinking around the $750,000, $800,000 mark for him.
He'd be right up there, MG, absolutely.
Also, Dr. The Sharkies, they're looking to be an okay chance at the premiership. But at the same time, they need to really do some work to re-sign some of their star players. What do they have to do? Take them down to the Cronulla Surfy? Woo them? What have you got anything for Shark fans in this front, Doctor?
Right, I know it. Northies. That's all they need to do. Now, listen, this is an interesting one. Because, guys, similar to the Tarpany situation, the Sharks have their entire back line, their outside backs, fullback Will Kennedy, winger Sione Katoa and Ronaldo Mulitalo, centres Thea Sifo-Talakai and Jesse Ramien, all off contract at the end of next year. Wow. Okay? So from November 1, again, any club can come at any of those players. But I understand the Sharks have already started to move on centre Jesse Ramien.
Yep.
Mm. Now, Ramien's enjoyed a stunning season. MG, you'd agree?
Yep. I would say, actually, out of all them, that five, I think Ramien and Kennedy are my two priorities.
Yep. So they're already moving on re-signing Ramien. There is another club that is seriously interested, as you would expect, in prizing Ramien out of the Shire. If I'm leaning one way or the other, I'll say that he stays with the Sharks. But certainly, it's going to be some intense times down at Cronulla as they try and keep this back line together.
Okay, Doctor, we're 4 weeks out from the finals, and at this point, we're not actually sure where the grand final is going to be played. Now, it's going to be Roosters v Panthers. MG and I want to sit together. We want to buy our tickets, but are we flying up to Brisbane for it, or is it going to be here in Homebush?
Yeah, look, guys, this has been bubbling along in the background, obviously, in relation to the stadium development upgrades and the funding that didn't come from the New South Wales government. The NRL, I can tell you that they'll hold a commission meeting over the weekend. So by Monday, you will be able to get in the queue like the old days at Ticket Tech, be a grand final ticket, sleep out the night before.
Oh, yeah.
I expect these tickets to be on sale for a Sydney grand final. Sydney grand final.
Good on you.